Well, we have a wonderful group here today. Thank you all for coming. I counted about 40, and I don't think I got everyone, so that's great. That really helps increase our experience of group union today. And our phone session theme for this year is maximizing group union for more light work power and effectiveness. And the title of today's session is Your Healing Power Within. So a lot of times when we think about maximizing our group union, we're thinking about the union that we experience in our gathering and enlightening process when we unify with other light workers and family members and so on. And that group union does help to really bring in more power and more sense of being a part of the light work community of actualism and of the world. But today in this session, we're going to be more focusing on the group union that we can experience within our own creations, trying to bring in more of a sense of communication and working together among your primary organs and energy systems. As you may know, I'm an acupuncturist as well as an actualism teacher, so we will be bringing in some traditional Chinese medicine concepts here and there also. But we are going to be working with the star. And the star, of course, has a crystal white energy of illumination and purification, which holds the complete inner spectrum of light. So whatever you need, if you need protection or creativity, inspiration, or healing, it's all there for you. And you may have been introduced to your star very recently or a long time ago, but whenever that was, it was an important step in your spiritual journey, an awakening to the being of light that you are, that aspect of you that is pure love and light, the creator of you, the physical personality self. And the being of light you are, your higher self, knows you more than any person can, knows everything that you go through, your challenges, your ups and downs, and the being of light is always sending you love and light, sending you that inner support on your earth path here. And we will be working with the star downpour today, bringing that great flow of inner light fire throughout your creation in a downpour of energy, and focusing particularly on washing away the stress, the low frequency energy that keeps us unable to experience the high frequency energy that we long for, but that which often we have resistance to or blockages. And so we're going to be working with the inner light fire to process any of these resistances and blockages that are ready to go, so that you get to have a much greater sense today of that light within you. And after we work with the downpour, we're going to have you give yourself some handwork, some traditional Chinese medicine handwork, in fact, to help bring in more strength into your body and to give you more power. So that will be at the end of the session. So in the meantime, it's a chance to relax. This is a healing session, so you get to just sort of think of softening and surrendering and just doing the method that Russell taught us of think, let, observe, and experience. So when I say to think a thought, directing your energy, just think that thought, let the thought go, and then see what you observe and experience today. Okay. So take a deep breath, please. Just take a deep breath and then release that breath. And do it one more time, taking a deep breath and then releasing the breath. and just helping us get more centered and ready to move into the gathering and enlightening process. So I hope you are all sitting comfortably with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap on your thighs. And here we go. So focus your awareness in your brain mind, in your brain. Think of harmonizing your brain with the radiant awareness in your upper room, that place that is completely lighted and that is 6 inches above the top of your head. And as you think that thought, that begins the flow of radiant awareness into and throughout your brain and the process of gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness, bringing your knowing awareness to here, now, focus, helping you to have more experience. And also this that begins the preparation for the downpour. But first, we're going to expand that flow of radiant awareness throughout all of your neural pathways and nervous systems. So from the neurons in your brain, down your spinal cord, and then out through all the nerves of your body, out to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness. And then just think the thought of expanding that flow of radiant awareness into your heart. And we can also add in your liver as they work together as a pair. And this brings that flow of radiant awareness throughout your entire circulatory system, into the lymph systems, the glandular systems, throughout all the liquid systems of your body, gathering and enlightening emotional awareness. And experience as the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are gathers, lifts, and enlightens your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And now with your enlightened awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you are always sending to you, the beloved creation. And direct your creation to return the flow. And magnify that two-way flow of love and gratitude. Creator to creation and back again. Now expand that union to include all of us gathered here together, over 40 of us scattered throughout the entire U.S. But wherever we are physically, we are now joining together in consciousness here as we magnify our union as beings of light with each other. Experience that power of the group union here. We also add to this any of you unify with every day as beings of light, your family, co-workers, people close with you, and especially our actualism family of light, including our founder, Russell Schofield, and our teachers and healers, some joining from the inner planes, all students. And we now have an expanded group union here, helping to give each other that lighted support that group union provides, our beings of light working together. Now move with the flow of enlightened awareness into your upper room. And if you don't know exactly where it is, there is a part of you that will take you right there, 6 inches above the top of your head. And the upper room is the home of your star. It's a place within your creation that is always fully lighted. The place where usually it's most easy to contact and experience the being of light that you are. And when you were introduced to your star, you found a point of light here that expanded to become a 3-inch star, and you now have that 3-inch star in your upper room. So just think the thought of lighting your star, and the being of light does so immediately. And just think the star opening and downpouring. And think of opening the top of your head, your hands and feet. So that shower of radiant light pours down through your body. You find that even though your star is only 3 inches in diameter, that flow of light expands out so that pours completely through your body and out your feet and down into the earth. And planet Earth is very happy to receive the light that we are sending to it. And just as you think the thought of expanding this flow of radiant liquid light, of the whole spectrum of inner light, being able to give any part of you what is needed right now. So just think of opening, think of softening, think of surrendering to the being of light that you are, that is within, throughout, and all about your creation. And that is working with you now with this inner light fire, this radiant source within. And experience as the downpour pours through, it washes through your head, washes through your torso, including all the organs, the lungs, the heart, the liver, digestive system, other energy systems, the nerves. Washes down through all the bones of your body, all the muscles, tendons, ligaments, skin. Just beginning this process of washing away the stress that you came in with. And we can now think of invoking the consuming fire aspect that helps to work with any resistance, any blockages, any low frequency, what we call in actualism low frequency energy, which we may find as pockets of confusion, of anger, of sadness, of fear, are just simply resistance to the light, not yet ready to experience the light perhaps, or needing a little help today with the inner light fire. And just let that move through your body. Now, in Chinese medicine, our major organs, energy systems, are connected to what's called meridians. You probably know about them. But they're pathways for life energy to flow through and connect all the different parts of this. So as we work with the downpour, it helps to bring the light through all these pathways, all these different kinds of energy pathways throughout your body. And just ask the being of light you are to bring that consuming fire aspect into any places that feel blocked, that feel heavy, or may feel cold. Or you may recognize some low frequency emotions. And now as the downpour continues, we're going to focus the power in that various organs and energy systems, focus that inner light fire, and beginning with your brain. So just let the being of light work here, working in the forebrain in front, the old brain in back, left and right hemispheres, and in the midbrain, where there are those very important little glands, part of your endocrine system, the memory centers. And let the consuming fires consume any brain fog, consume any cobwebs, any fatigue. And when we blaze up the consuming fires, it brings in this very powerful, high-frequency energy for healing, for re-energizing what has been depleted or tired. Experience that healing power moving throughout your brain. And then bring the power of that inner light fire from your brain into your eyes. And if your eyes need some healing, letting this be a healing touch here. And from your brain into your ears. Brain into your nose and sinuses. And brain into your mouth, into your tongue and teeth and gums. And as the purifying fires work here, bringing in that energy essence for healing, it allows these sensory systems to experience more high frequency so that you can have increased ability to taste the foods you love, to smell the aroma of beautiful flowers, and to see not only visually out, but also to develop more inner sight to the meaning of things. Also the same with your ears. Being open to that inner direction that comes from being of light that you are. And as you continue to assimilate that energy essence here, we're going to focus the consuming fires of your downpour in your lungs, in your whole respiratory system, blazing up the consuming fires here. And if you've been suffering any of the colds and flu of the season, let your lungs be bathed in this very healing inner light fire. And it goes from your lungs and then works up into the bronchial tree, all the way up into your throat, nose, and sinuses. And again, as you work here, it lifts up any emotional loads. In Chinese medicine, it is thought that the lungs hold grief, so if that is the case, let any emotional heaviness go into those consuming fires. And then experience that lifting of the healing essence, nourishing your lungs, bringing that strength of good health and well-being back into these systems if they have needed that. And as your lungs continue to drink in this healing essence, I'm going to focus next in your heart, blazing up the fires here, consuming any loads ready to be released of grief, of fear, of taking things to heart a little too much, of wounds to your heart, whether new or old. Letting the fires work deeply here to free you from emotional baggage where the past ties you down. And as your heart fills with that radiant essence, it's pumped throughout your entire circulatory system, bringing the power of the light everywhere in your body. Experience as you become light-hearted. And as your heart lifts so that it's able to experience the joy that it is meant to experience, the lifting, just the joy of being alive, and as you assimilate here, we move on to the liver, focusing the consuming fires here, and we can add in the gallbladder too, as they work so closely together. The gallbladder is kind of tucked into the back of your liver, blazing up the fires. Now, the liver is a large organ, and it also has many jobs physically and many jobs in consciousness too. So let those purifying fires work here. Work here to free you of any loads that would keep that liver energy not in tip-top form. Because in Chinese medicine, whenever energy is not flowing smoothly and whenever we have tension, we feel tense, the liver and gallbladder energies are usually involved. So the more we can keep our livers and gallbladders and think of that energy expanding throughout that whole energy system, bringing in the purifying fires. So that the liver comes into harmony and balance. And it helps bring harmony and balance throughout all of your organs and energy systems. And we can think now of that balance and harmony among the organs we've worked with, those communication lines of the brain and lungs together, and then with the heart, with the liver, liver and gallbladder. And now think of focusing the fires in your splenic, in your solar plexus. They're kind of in the mid-body, the heart of the nervous system, behind the sternum. This is the heart of all the nerves in your body, letting the fires move out through all the nervous systems. Blazing up the fires to consume the loads. Our nervous systems get very loaded up with stress. And when they do, they help to make everything stressful, feel stressed out. They feel frayed. They feel overloaded. So let the consuming fires work here. And experience the lifting. How good your nerves feel to be supported with the light. How much stronger they begin to feel. And this helps them to experience also the goodness of life. Sometimes they get so bogged down by the pain and suffering of life that's all they report. So by lifting up your nerves, that helps them be able to experience well-being, and that increases the experience of well-being throughout your creation. And add this as the nerves begin to relate then in a lighted communication and support system with the organs that we have been working with. Bringing in that sense of group union, that sense of teamwork, working together. Working together to create healing, to create well-being in every sense of the words. And now we're going to work with one more place, which is the kidneys. So think of the downpour being concentrated. We're going to actually first start with the adrenal glands. There's one on top of each kidney. Because they're the ones that pump out the stress chemicals, and they're usually pretty stressed. So we'll just take a moment here to focus the light fire energy in both adrenal glands. And letting that healing essence go deep here to replenish. Replenish these very important glands so that they feel strong and they feel less reactive. And as they assimilate, focus in the kidneys, left kidney and right kidney. Now the kidneys are very important in Chinese medicine. They are said to hold a certain kind of qi, a certain kind of life energy that we are given a certain amount of at birth and that we use up as we go through life. So what happens is that is why, as we grow older, what we term lifestyle, what we eat, what we exercise, all the important things, getting enough sleep, become more important because we don't have that cushion of kidney energy to step in and hold us up if we do not follow that plan. So this energy is very difficult to replenish once it's gone. But it is possible to work to have it dissipate at a slower rate and to replenish it to a certain extent. Now, my acupuncture teacher said that in the text, they will say that special kidney essence is contained in the left and right kidneys. But she said that the real teaching is that there is a larger energetic structure called the kidney essence pot, which includes the kidneys, but which is a little bit larger and which exists in a very energetic way. You don't see it in the body, but it's in an energetic way. And that's what we're going to be working with our handwork today. So before we go there, we want to first think of drinking in the essence throughout the kidneys. Expand to include all of your urinary system down into the bladder and out. This work, bringing in that nourishment throughout the urinary system. Good, and then with the downpour still continuing, think of closing your feet so that the downpour comes back. Backflows up through your body, spills out the top of your head to fill the energy field around your body with that radiant light, the white light. And it comes out through your hands. So hold your hands up if you can. close together and move them back to about a foot apart or a little more apart. Bring them close together, not touching. Letting that flow from the back fill, flowing down your arms, out your hands, flowing out your hands, creating this very powerful flow of healing light. Good. Now, for those of you, don't do this yet, but for those of you who can reach your back, I want you then, you can sit forward a little bit in your chair, and we will do the next part. But for those of you who cannot easily reach your back, do the next part and then put your hands on your knees or just on your legs and let that flow of energy just flow down through your legs and feet and out. Okay, so now for everyone then, you have that flow between your hands. And now think of rubbing your hands together to really get that heat going till you can feel that warmth. It just takes a short amount of time. And then when you have the heat, now reach around quickly and put your hands on your lower back, your kind of mid to lower back, just where you put your hands behind you, and experience that warmth and that radiant liquid light of the downpour going right into your kidney area, right into this mid-low back area, and filling that kidney essence pot with this energy. Now do that three more times. And those of you who are just putting your hands on your lap, send that energy down your legs and out your feet. And the kidney essence pot, by doing this, helps to replenish the energy there so that you have a bigger store of energy for dealing with whatever is going on in your life that is depleting. So whether you're catching a cold and you feel depleted, or you have extra stress in some area of your life, or if you have even especially good, if you have either a chronic or acute physical ailment, this helps to restore that very important kidney chi to give you that strong support. Good. Okay, so now just experience how this area feels. Experience the lifting and experience that sense of power here in this kidney essence pot. Good. Now just bring your hands back to your lap. And think of opening your feet. And think of that downpour just coursing down now for another minute. Experience as it does the downpour completely through your body. With enlightened awareness, experience this flow of that liquid light just pouring through, one last pour through of washing out any stress, anything that needs to be released. And experience the listing as this happens. And now think of stopping the fires, stopping the downpour, and just being in your body. And with your enlightened awareness, your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness, just experience this light in your body, in your organs, in your energy systems. If there's anything we didn't work with specifically that needs a little extra energy, just now, just direct that energy essence there. And with your enlightened awareness, experience how this energy flow has brought you your healing power within, right into your organs, energy systems, to support your healing process, whatever that is. And now take a moment to just keep assimilating. Let enlightened awareness kind of check things out. And just keep drinking in that energy essence now and as we move into having some reports together. So take a moment to continue assimilation and Dan, when you're ready, you can take off the mute. We can have some reports.